Heavenly Father's plan. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. Moses chapter 1, verse 39. Long before we were born, we attended a council in heaven and learned of Heavenly Father's plan. An important part of His plan was for the earth to be created, to which we would come and have physical bodies. We could not become like Him if we didn't. Heavenly Father also placed a veil, something that hides or covers, across our minds so that we couldn't remember our pre-earth life. That way we could learn to have faith in Him and Jesus Christ, to control our minds and our bodies, and to obey the commandments and choose the right. Knowing that we would sin and make mistakes, Heavenly Father asked for a Savior, someone to atone for us. Jesus Christ said that He would be our Savior, and He was chosen. He followed Heavenly Father's plan. He created the earth for us. He organized His church. He taught us through the prophets, apostles, other church leaders and teachers, and through His own words and example. He suffered in Gethsemane and on the cross for our sins. Then He overcame death so that we can overcome death too. After we die, He will judge us according to our faith in Him and how we lived on earth. He taught about this in a story called The Parable of the Sheep and the Goats. When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory, and before Him shall be gathered all nations, people, and He shall separate them one from another. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then the king told those on his left hand, those who did not try to be like the Savior and choose the right, that they would not be able to live again with Him and Heavenly Father. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Jesus Christ will finish Heavenly Father's wonderful plan. The Savior said to the righteous, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John chapter 14, verses 2 through 3. End of the article, Heavenly Father's Plan.